Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katwongere kitaffe engali z'amaanyi.
Let's add the Father a mighty hand clap.
Era n'eri Kristo.
Even unto Christ.
N'eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
Even to the Holy Spirit.
Olw'abaweereza ababadde mu maaso gaffe.
For the ministers who have been before us.
Bazze ng'ategeka okumala ebbanga.
They have come prepared training them for some time.
Omanyi nakyo si kintu kyangu nnyo.
That is not something easy.
Si kyangu nnyo.
It is not so easy.
Okutegeka abaweereza.
To preparing ministers.
Ne bayimirira mu maaso go.
And they stand before you.
Ne bakuweereza nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
And they minister to you as the God wills.
Bongera okwebaza. Katonda abategese.
We move to thank God who has prepared them.
Era nabo tubaddize engalo ez'amaanyi.
Then we give them a mighty hand clap.
Olw'okukkiriza okutegekebwa.
For accepting to be prepared.
N'okukkiriza okuyimirirawo mu kubeerawo kwa Mukama.
Stand before presence of God.
Olisinga ekitiibwa kye.
As it demonstrates His glory.
Nga batuukiriza nnyo Matayo sura y'okutaano.
As they fulfill Matthew 5.
Bwe tuli ettabaaza z'ensi.
Where we are the lamp to the world.
Bwe tuteeka ettabaaza zino waggulu ku.
Put
these
lamps up on the lampstand and we light into nations and
we
see glory of God the Father and He is glorified. When we manifest the light of the world and it lightens and it opens eyes of those blind and they see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ni dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Umutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Bomune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Niman.
Nomusumfa Bible.
And the Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Kubw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
N'olwejjira bamalayika eriweereza mu masekkati gaffe.
Armies of angels who minister in our midst.
Era nga tusinzira mu buweereza
bwe. And we base in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ati okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Enteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo.
God is a standard strategy.
Ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa z'asuubiza ensi zonna.
Of fulfilling His worldwide promise. Call
simbude mu gwange lya Uganda,
which is moved to the nation Uganda,
okuva mu mwaka guno 2022,
from this year 2022.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tumanyi,
and we know,
nti mu kuyitibwa kuno okw'ensi yonna,
that in this worldwide call,
Katonda nga bw'akwogerako mu Isaiah 9,
as God speaks of it in Isaiah 41,
noonya olusooka,
in the verse 1,
yayita amawanga okuva ku lubiribiri,
called generations from the beginning,
era
and
n'akakasa mu Isaiah sura 18,
in the Isaiah chapter 18,
n'olusooka pakulu okusatu,
verses 1 to 3.
Kigwange liri kunga amawanga gonna.
The nation which mobilized all other nations.
Liri wansiwe migaja Ethiopia.
Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Nsibuko yo mugachira.
At the source of the Nile.
Liri gwanga ino Uganda.
And this is the nation Uganda.
Okunga amawanga gonna.
To mobilize all other nations.
Gaje gakolewa mune Katonda mulimo okusemba okusema zinga wensi.
That they come work with God in His final work on this planet Earth.
Nebigendirwa bibiri.
With two major reasons.
Okuziza basitani ofule nseno nga Sodom ne Gomorrah.
Stop the devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okumalira muge
to end in hell and a lake of fire, to see that that is stopped, as it speaks in Romans chapter
9
verse 28 up to
29.
The second, we prepare the entire world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the heavens and earth, which are as we go through the new heavens and the new earth, according to Philippians chapter 1 and the verse
6,
even 2 Peter chapter
3
starting from verse
12
up to
14.
Praise Jesus much. And we know that this final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival and the restoration of all things those God spoke in His prophets who were there from the beginning, as the Old and New Testaments are, that they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever, to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus, as He promised in the Acts chapter 3 verse 20 up to 21. Praise Jesus much. And we understood well that this revival, it is made after being found with many faults, after we twisted meaning of the word of God, And we have many faults which have been made in the Old Testament, even the New. And we change meaning of things, and they are not known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Now, as we are being revived, we have been taken back, be known where they were, where they should be, and the way they will be forever.
For
when he spoke in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 to 8, he said, revival is made after being found with many faults, twisted meaning of the word of God, and because many get destroyed in hell and the lake of fire, as he speaks in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 up to 16. And even restoration, it is done after being found, and we are overtaken in faults, and even the foundations of salvation, and they have been destroyed.
That
speaks most of the Hebrews chapter
6,
verses 1 to 3. First, the foundation of faith towards God. We say one who comes before God,
it's
required of him to believe that God is present, and he is a rewarder unto all those who believe and seek him, according to Hebrews chapter
11,
verses 6. But that faith, you have to believe with your entire heart. Romans 10 verse 10 says, even believing with the heart you first hear, according to Romans 10 verse
17,
you first hear the word of God, and not stories, and not human words. But you believe the word of God, and you put it in action, and you're given righteousness, and you follow holiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
both foundations are being restored in this work of revival, and we are moving on
to
give you the God's standard strategies of fulfilling that work. And this time on, we are still on the sixth standard strategy of God, of fulfilling this worldwide promised call, which we know of well, that it's known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them from this earth, to take them back to heaven. And we understood that these based in the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Those we understood that the first, it is God's heavenly governments on the earth. It has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth, to fulfill well Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 up to 10, that it will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. It's still the second government that we knew, it's God's government and the governments of the earth, or the central government of God's heavenly governments of the earth. It's called the central government. It's there to reconcile governments of the world, God's heavenly government on the earth, which works within church. The second, to move to bring proof that God rules 99% in the governments of this world, and he sets there the one he wants, and he takes away the one he wants, he puts there the one he wants. Praise Jesus much. So we decided to start to see the 8 departments of each of these two governments that on earth. Praise Jesus much. We decided to start with the 8 departments which make up God's 7 governments on the earth. And in this time on, we are right on the 6th department. The 6th department of God's 7 governments on the earth, which is known as
bakabona abayigiriza
department of the teaching priests
mu kanisa ya katuna entukufu ku nsi
in the holy church of God on the earth
binji betuze tubasomako
the many things that comes read of them
yes yebazi bwe
praise Amen. Jesus much
eranga twakomekereza ngatulaba
and we ended as we saw
nti bakabona abayigiriza abayigiriza
that the teaching priests
bayigirizibwa katonda ayigirizo okugasa
they are taught by the God who teaches how to prophet
okuyita mu ntambula ez'omwoyo
passing through the spiritual transports
okuli yurimu
where there is the urim
okuli samimu
where there is the famim
okuli okuchusibwa
the trance
okuli okuli sibwa
the vision
okuli ebiroto
the dreams
okuli azotals
the azotals
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga twasemyo ngatutegerere dala.
We last so as we understood.
Nti entambulezi z'omwoyo z'owulira.
That both spiritual transports you hear.
Kwegamba zizimba okubeera okwa Katonda mu bulamu
bwo. The bureau of the presence of God in your life.
Ne musubula okubanga mugabana ekigambo kyebulijjo.
You can appear share his word every day.
Okwongera okubikulira.
To move and reveal to you.
Eranga twalabidde dala.
And we saw.
Nti Katonda bwamala okukakasanga ona abakabona ayigiriza.
After God proves you that you'll be a teaching priest.
Asubulu kuwa ekitabo Bible mulunaku lumu
can give you the book the Bible in one day
no chiria mukuri sibwa
and you eat it through the vision
uba mukuchusibwa
oh in the trance
nasigara chimukunyonyoranga bulirunaku
and it remains one thing to explaining to you every day
yaita muntambulezi zomwe
when he passed through those spiritual transports
yes yebazibwenye
praise Jesus
man so twagatandikira wonyeni
so we want to start from right there
ngatuongera okunyonyoka
as we move to get explained
engeri katonda ja kuzimba
the way God builds within you
intambulezi no ezomwoyo
these spiritual transports
okusobola okwegirizanga
to be able to keep teaching you
okutuka ngo juzidwa obujuvu bwa Katonda
until you've been filled with the fullness of God
Yesu yebazibwenye
praise Jesus much
twagala okulabikanga tweyongerayo
we want to move on
ngatulaba engeri Katonda ja kuzimba mu entambula zinezomwoyo
and we see the way God builds in you the spiritual transports
engeri ja kuzimba mu entambula zinezomwoyo
the way he builds in you these spiritual transports
zaitamu okuyigirizanga
those he passed through to keep teaching you
okutuka kubujuvu bwa Katonda
to reaching the fullness of God
okutuka kumanya Katonda okujudde
to reaching the full knowledge of God and his glory
Yesu yebazibwenye
praise Jesus much
so nga tuchitegedde
and we have understood it
ntambula zino za kuzimba mu
these transports builds in you
wekuli entambula eya yurimu
it's whether is the transport of the urim
okuli samimu
the famim
okuli okuchusibwa
the trance
okuli sibwa
the vision
ibiroto
the dreams
ne azotals
and the azotals
Yesu yebazibwenye
praise Jesus much
kubanga twachitegedde dala
because we need understood
ngakatonda abera ku mutima gwo
that God is right on your heart
ngayagara agurewo
and he wants that you open up
asubulu kulianga nawe
bulijjo keep eating with you every day
ninga batagenda kulia mmere ya bulijjo
not going to eat physical food
muba muri ya kigambo
you eat the word
ngachikumenyera menyera
and he breaks it down for you
ngachikunyonyora
and he explains it to you
ngachikugatira
and he joins it up for you
ngachikubikurira
and he reveals it to you
mubwakabona
in the priesthood
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
tuli fenna butelevu
we together
chovola banga petwade tusoma
and that's why when we were reading
mukubikulirwa isura iyo iyo kusata
in Revelation chapter 3
unywa 20
verses 20
yatugambye ibigambo bino
he told us these words
okubikulirwa isura iyo kusato no lunyiriri olwa 20
Revelation chapter 3 verses 20
laba nyimiride kuluji neyanjula Omuntu yenna bwawulira eddoboozi lyange n'aggulawo oluggi n'ayingira gy'ali era n'aliira wamu naye naye nange.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will eat with him and he with me. Yes.
Laba nyimiride ku mulyango.
Behold, I stand at the door.
Aba yogera ku mulyango gw'omutima
gwo. The door of your heart.
Ngakunkuna
as he is knocking
bugulawo
when you open
abayagala kuyingira mbulamu
he wants to enter in your life
musubulo kulya asubulo kulya nawe
that he can eat with you
nawe ngulya na
you too you eat with him
nyinge mereje mamuri ekuru
but the main food you eat
ye chigambo cha katonda
it is of the word of God
mungeri yokulabikanga achikunyonyola
in the way of him explaining it to you
mungeri yokuchikubikulira
in the way of revealing it to you
mungeri yochikugatira oburundi
nyo the way of joining it up for you very well
ngachigatidwa burundi
and it is joined very well
ng'atayina kutegeya.
In one without understanding,
ng'amubedde so.
He has helped that person.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwigamba, waliwo ebintu ebyo twasubwa.
There are things we missed.
Bwe tutamanya nnyo ku bwakabona.
When we never knew much about the priesthood. As the church.
Because
all this God wanted to prepare them in the lives of his prophets. The servants of God. For God would not just enter all together. You know, here we speak with the Lord Jesus Christ. The high priest of heaven and earth. And is on the heart of yours knocking.
Wants
make you a priest in the priesthood of heaven and earth. That you can eat with him. You eat with him. He too eats with you. Even the food we saw it according to Amos. Amos chapter 8. Verses 11. See, not this physical usual food. Not drinking usual water. But the water in the world.
And
the food of the word of God. Will keep flowing always in your life. That he can explain it to you very well. Let's read in Amos, we see.
Amos chapter 8, verses 11. Lava, enaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi weleze njala munsi, eteri njala ya mmere, ne wakubadde nyote ya mazi. Na ye njala yokuulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirsty for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Yes. Verse 12.
And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north to the east. They shall run and flow to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Yes. According to Revelation chapter 3, verses 20, when God says, I'm on your heart knocking, if you open, I enter. I eat with you. You too eat with me.
It's
not speaking of this physical food. But the food and the water which is in the word of God. And he wants him to reveal it to you.
You read
well Amos chapter 8 verse 11. That there are seasons and there is a thirsty and the famine of the word of God. Why? And people walk. They climb the mountains. Go down in the valleys. They are in the overnight. They make evening glory services. They are in the lunch hours. They are in the morning glory services. And they try. They are in the fields. But the thirst still upon them and the famine of the word broken down very well, that explained very well, which brings light of knowledge. Now God, he comes out, he says, I want the priests. These priests, they first sanctify themselves. When they sanctify themselves, I want to enter in them. I make in them a system which can enable me to eat with them the word. Them to eat with me. And I reveal to them. They ask me. I reveal to them. Yes. Remember when he said, eat with you to eat with me. Him, he wants to reveal to you the word. You ask him. Yes. This scripture means what? As explains it. Have you understood well?
Kati,
now,
Shigamba,
not to say
complete,
that the word completely is not there. As you see, the Bible is there. But when they give it one land in the Bible college
or Bible university
or the Bible university, tell them, explain to us that what we feel we get a revelation, and they cannot, they say that it has a seal.
For
they cannot explain the meaning of it as God means. And they give them those in the land who just come for the fellowships.
that
read here and explain to us. Explain us light how it is of that word, and they cannot.
And
there is where cometh saying that the meaning of the scriptures, they are changed, and we twist them.
Whoever
gotten God who teaches us, the God whom we can eat with, the word whom we can ask and direct us the verse by verse to be able to understand those. And there is nothing like in a network which is the children of men which can explain through which God can pass speak with them. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now when you look to Isaiah chapter 29 from verse
9
up to verse
14,
he says like this on that issue. Isaiah chapter 29 from
verse 9.
Stop and wonder, cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Verse
10.
For the Lord has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers, as he covered. Yes. These are seasons. And there is a spiritual sleep. And God has not a network in the human beings through which he
bears
to speak with them. Power upon them is spirit to reveal to them his words. There are in too much sleep. Everyone who gets the word of God in the Bible
have
they explain and remain thirsty and with the famine of the spirit. There are even some with televisions. When
it
says that the spiritual food, he throws an entire potato, it's not peeled, not washed off, into your mouth. He reads a dry scripture, food of the soul. He throws it to you like that. And you see how spirits have not eaten at all. But when the spirit is eating, it eats just as you see the body. You have to
eat
that food that gets softened, and you feel the sweetness, the fragrance. Yes. But you just throw it like that. Food of the soul. And
if it
reads the scripture, it leaves it for you. Yes. Food of the soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are much sleep that God is taking us out of it right now. For he wants to build in us the system of the spiritual transports, that he will be within us as we eat with him, we drink with him in the words. Praise Jesus much. When you read verse 11, according to Isaiah chapter 29, he says like
this.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse
11. Omuntu eyayigirizibwa ngabogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde nayogera nti siyinza.
And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse
12.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I am not learned.
He,
yes.
The book or the
entire vision of the prophets, which make up the Bible, and they give it one learned in the university, or one learned in the world.
namara na ingira kone university
even za Bible. Entered Bible universities.
Neba muwe kitabu nga atuvunulira
makuru. Give him a makuru. Book, tell him, interpret to us the meaning.
Na gamba.
And he says,
chiriko shiru.
It has seals on it.
Ero gendo okutunula tunulamu.
And you keep looking around.
Abasajja abasinga nabakazi abulira enjiri.
Men and women who preach the gospel.
Olumutu banenya.
At times we accuse them. But at times, we pray for them the grace of God. Because if he's not yet made them priests, then they made themselves. At that point, we have mass on them.
That
might God have mass on them. He meets them. But at that point, we don't have mass on them when they refuse to return unto God. Because the truth is, if God has not poured upon you his spirit and builds in you his system and is living in you, you cannot explain the word of God as he wants it. And any time you will read it, you will see cars in there for their one you understand. You will see their houses for their ones you know. You will see traveling abroad, but that is what you see. They give it to the land in the world. He does not understand it. The one
land
in the Bible university, him to not. Those not learned, they say no. We are not even learned. But the good thing, read Isaiah 29:13 and verse 14,
he
promised this marvelous work which is moving on. And this work is being done. The wisdom through which they have been interpreting the Bible,
even
their prudency, it is going to perish. Because God is ready to lift and raise up priests, level of teaching priests in the midst of us, those who feed us with knowledge.
Amen.
And is building them a system, upon them is Holy Spirit, and they can explain the word of God and they can proclaim it to others and they understand it well and they see the goodness of God. Because God has just waited, if people move well within his word, people will do to them exceeding goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Let's read verse
14
and 14. Isaiah chapter
29, verse 14.
Therefore, the Lord said, since these people draw near with me, therefore the Lord said, since these people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Verse
14.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work, and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Yes.
Agamba.
He says, as he does this work, he prepares the priests, and he's built in them the spiritual transports.
Yurim,
the Urim,
the Samimu,
the Thamim,
Kuchusibua,
the trance,
Ukori Sibua,
the vision,
Ebiroto,
the dreams,
Azutas,
the Azutas,
that
can keep eating with them the word every time, as he reveals to them, as
he
guides them all days.
Kati asibulo kusanya wa magazi.
That may destroy the wisdom of the wise. Because the wise, they are one holding the Bible these days. They begin to plan within it. But they don't bring understanding. As every day you learn, don't reach into understanding of truth. That's why he said in the verse 19,
Isaiah sura ya 29 n'olunyiriri
Isaiah chapter 29 from verse 18.
Era kulunaku luli omugavu wa matu ali ulile ebigambo ebyo mu kitabo. Namasogomuzibe galira bokuva mbutalaba ne mukizikiza.
And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Akugambye nti mu lunaku olwo,
he said on that day, as you see today, one was not seeing well the words of the book, the Bible. Even one was not been hearing well. And did you hear or you understand? Read there, you see, and you confirm that scriptures are meant to be like this indeed. After God sets up priests, puts them at the level of the teaching
place,
there is a system he prepares in there of the spiritual transport. Every time he's in revealing to them, and they join up in the wisdom of God, and they find these ones who are deaf. Person never wanted to hear things of the Bible, but you speak one two scriptures and the thirsty of hearing the word grows in them. When they read and they never understood, in like 5 minutes after you've spoken with them, and when they read now they see, they understand very well. In the verse 24 he says,
Isaiah chapter 29,
verse 24,
nabo abachama moyo balifuka abategevu.
They also that err in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Those who err in spirit, there is a point we reached, and the spirit we are into, it does not bring revelation. It's an, a wrong spirit. You cannot tell me that
you've
been poured upon the Spirit of God
and
cannot bring you understand the words of God.
But
the other spiritual transports, they are built coming from the Spirit himself. Now, those who err in spirit, they get understanding, even those who mammals, and they get to understand the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So what I tell you is this, brethren, that if God is to build in you the spiritual transports, he based them on the Holy Spirit,
and
going to explain to you his word very well every day and night.
But
where we came from, you saw that very well, becoming a vessel worthy of the priesthood. Praise Jesus much. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23, he said, if we can humble down, the power upon us is spirit, and the spirit makes us understand his words. When the spirit is poured upon your life, he has spiritual transports he built in your life, and God remain one thing passing through them every day explaining you, and almost these transports join you up, and God is within you.
In
that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and God as if is in us. Sure. Now you'll understand it. Let's read Proverbs first. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Lava.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and he will make known my words unto you. Yes.
For
when the priest is being prepared, the first
priest
take every wrong thing from them, and now pour upon them his spirit.
And
begin to proclaim to him the words.
But
they have a special relationship. And God builds in you different spiritual transports. And when he explains to you something, you never understand it. If it needs to take you to see it, it has to take you to see it. Means the priesthood is as the work. It is as work much. But remember, you enter it as you enter church of salvation. You enter the priesthood. Praise Jesus much. He pour upon you the Spirit. And the Spirit builds the system where He's going to pass every day to explain to you, to proclaim to you the Word of God. And the easiest way, God is in the people, passing through the Holy Spirit, and the way He communicates with the people. Spirit has a system as to build in your life. That called of the spiritual transports. It connects you with God straight. God. Almost is as if it's in you. Reconciling with the world. Don't know you've moved to understand it. But in the scripture we usually read it much. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That God commits to us the word of reconciliation. He commits to us the priesthood has to be there. Which gives you the fullness of God. The light of knowledge which passed through the word of God. That filled up very well. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse
18.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19.
Nti Katonda yali mu Kristo. Ngatabaganya ensi na yeye nyini ngatabalira tababalira byonono byabwe eranga yoteresa fe ekigambo ekyo kutabaganya.
That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yes.
He
committed the ministry of reconciling the world with God. You are being committed to the word. Yes. You cannot tell me
mission.
You are committed a mission reconciling the world with God. You have not been committed to the word of God. No. But the word is what is of reconciliation. That God says this, that you did this and this. That is unrighteousness. But you do righteousness, it is this and this. I give you eternal life. You be with me, me too, I'll be with you. Have you understood me well? Now there, if you'll do it like that,
he
pours on you his spirit, the spirit builds his system, through which we will pass to reveal to you his words. Yes. The word of reconciliation. And you reveal it as God himself. And you reveal it just as God himself.
And
that's where the business is. He speaks like one with authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Because you don't include any wisdom of the world. But you are in the wisdom of God. And God, as if he's within you, and indeed is in you. For that system and the word is committed to you because it is his spirit.
Amen.
And he speaks in wisdom, which is sweet to hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
Kyetuva tubeera ababaka mu kifo kya Kristo, Katonda ng'afaanana ng'abeegayirira mu ffe. Tubeegayirira mu kifo kya Kristo mutabagane ne Katonda.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Although God did beseech you by us, we pray you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God.
He,
yes.
Katonda mwenyini.
God himself.
Bwamala okubanga akuseeko omwoyo.
After he's poured upon you his Holy Spirit.
Akuzimbye mu system eno.
Built in you.
Yetambula zewo mwoyo.
This system of spiritual transports.
Mubera butora nyonyo nyonyo.
Together.
Ngali mugwa abagane.
He is in you reconciled with the world.
Oyogera.
And you speak.
Nga standard yogera ko.
But standard you speak by.
Nanyini buyinza mwenyini.
One who owns authority.
Nanyini magezi.
One who owns wisdom.
Nanyini kutegera.
Owner of understanding.
Nanyini kutesa
kunna. Owner of all counsel.
Nanyini manya.
Owner of power.
Nanyini kumanya.
Owner of knowledge.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Unyonyola.
You explain.
Okubikuliwa kunna.
All the revelation.
Ochimaindo so onyonyola paka mbuta
gwa. You explain to the everlasting.
Bwa katoro.
That of God.
Ngolinganga abereyo.
As if you dwell there.
Erabo boga baba biunya
bwo. You speak to the wonder.
Umenyo tu kutuke eyo.
Do you know to that far?
Umbe katonda.
Yet God.
Yasana okubera mu
bwo. Decided to be within you.
Uliye mwena.
You eat together.
Chigambo.
The word.
Yawandikwa.
Scriptures.
Kunyonyola.
Explaining.
Kulikulirwa.
Revelations.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So it is atuke kisera.
So he reached time.
Agamba bobera muse.
And he say if you abide in me.
Nebigambo byange nabiri mu.
My words abide in you.
Lebako.
You see.
Otuka ekibakakasanga muri mwena.
What proves you are together?
Ebigambo bye.
His words.
Nabiri mu gwe.
And they were abiding in you.
Ee naga kati awo ndi mu gwe na oli muse.
Me to me, you to in me.
Manyibanje bagamba.
You know many say.
Yesu ali muse.
Jesus is in me.
Enga bononya nonya.
If you search.
Ebi obukakaf
the proof.
Natalim
and is not in them.
Arsome Yokane.
Let's read John.
Yokane sura ya 15 no runyiriri olwa musanvu.
John chapter 15 verse 7.
Bwe mubera munze nebigambo byange bwe bibera mumwe musabenga kimwagala kyonna munachikolerwanga.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
He,
yes.
Tubera muye.
If you abide in him.
Kubanga jukira tuba tuyingide yayingira mufe.
But remember he entered in us.
Nafe tuyingira
muye. Which we've entered in him.
Watufuka ko moyo mutukufu.
Power upon us his Holy Spirit.
Na tuzima mu system enyonyole ebigambo.
Builds in us a system explain his words.
Ebigambo binga gwe moyo gwenyeni.
What they are the real spirit.
Iranga mukama afe gwe moyo.
Our Lord is the spirit.
Kugamba mutukanga muri
muye. Rich and you are in him.
Akunyonyode ebyo byonna.
Explain to all he is.
Muri ba mukwano.
And you are friends.
Amuyita mwena.
And you pass together.
Ngakati okusaba kuba kwangu.
And now praying is very easy.
Erekanisa.
In church.
Yani karubirizidwa bintu byokusaba.
I've been added in things of praying.
Ngesala zimukala kata mbiro bino.
Prayers you pray in these days.
Enkalu obukalu bwekalu.
Dry prayers.
Na ye yagamba.
But he says.
Singa mubera mu.
If you abide in me.
Nebigambo byange ngabiri
mu. My words abide in you.
Kati okusaba musabe kyona chimweta gatubawe.
Ask all you need it to be given.
Kubanga.
Because.
Tiwali njawulo kati wa mwenange.
No difference between you and me now.
Tiyage nakundi ya muru kwelwa bitu.
No one is going to betray me because of materials.
Kubanga ali munze nange ni muye.
Me I'm in them.
Na ye ne kanisa olumu katonda ye unya bwana ajigamira.
At times God wonders how to provide for them.
Kubanga agambi mbera munsi.
Because say if you abide in me.
Nebigambo ngabiri mu.
My words abide in you.
Usabe chimweta gachi na
bakole. All you need to be given you.
Kuroza wachi sibinjwe tusabe bituwebwa.
Why not many we have asked have given us.
Kuroza.
You think.
Katonda kwetu sabaya ataulira.
God we pray to you does not hear.
Aulira ne yage no kunonyereza mbyoyogera.
Yes but as such as what you speak.
Ngambudufu.
And indeed.
Wakuba mukebe guru.
If it's a teen.
Ukora bukozi dobozi
just making noise.
Walwaga kati hatani.
This thing now is started these things.
Umenye bikebe jikola nyokere
mu. You know teens make a lot of noise.
Kati kanisa joko mukurekane bitali mubyo sabasaba.
Make noise which is not making meaning.
Usinda kukatonda ne standard diariko asoro manyango oli mukebe.
Standard is onto is can know that you are a teen.
Omukebe oguli empty.
An empty teen.
Tonyiga nawe
leka. Get angered. Why get angered now?
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You see that man is saying, we empty tins. No, no. God, when he hears you quote his words, the scriptures, he knows indeed, this child is within me. Me too, I'm in them. You know, we sing much the songs. You are in me. Yet he has proof upon which he sees you. Many times people will become priests and the teaching priests. After God builds in them that system, he
sees
them in the castle of his walls. They perceive them very well. And they are ready them to spread them far in the times of working with him. They go proclaim to others. They reconcile the world with him. And God is in them. Praise Jesus much.
So when
in Jeremiah 23 verse 18 and verse 22, those words speak them in greatness. Jeremiah chapter 23 verses
18.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word, who has marked his word and heard it? Verse
22.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes.
When
God has built a new system of spiritual transports, passing through the Holy Spirit, he is going to sit you in his castle where he takes counsel of his words. And he wants you one thing to mark them. You understand them well. You connect them well. Now, can fulfill Jeremiah 22:22. If you go to the people in mission reconciling the world with him, you release what's in the wisdom that of God himself. And they understand them. And they turn live their evil ways. And they live their evil doings. And they begin to do acts of righteousness, which make them inherit eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After God builds in you this system, he can guide you all the days. And he can fulfill that Isaiah 58. I will guide you all your days. What happens? Why God really guides people all the days? Keeping themselves in the priesthood, it's heavy upon them. And keeping the Holy Spirit in their lives, who build system of the spiritual transports, through which God passed to speak with you. Very few watch over themselves to keep it. Praise Jesus much.
I
expect this time we are going to be many. Is it not that? Let me see those we are to be with.
Indeed,
going to be priests of the living God. Yes. But don't end on wishing it for yourself. But you love it indeed. And one who loves, he does what they want. Because if you love me, keep my commandments. The person who loves, they do. They head to the journey of doing that. And you don't wish yourself to be a priest. And you err in the ways of evils. That is wishing it for yourself. You too, you see, you will not reach it. But if you prove you want the priesthood of God, then you keep the way of righteousness. We can have proof that you want to become a priest of God. Yes. Let's read Isaiah 58,
we see.
Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, Here I am. For you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. Verse 10. You wait as you hear. If you handle connect very well. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you ask all that you need, it will be given. Isaiah 58:9. Then you cry unto the Lord. And you will call upon him. He will answer you. If you take away pointing of finger, that despising, then he shows you the priesthood all the days. Let's read verse 10, we see. Isaiah 58:10.
No mujira wo muyalobulamu bwo. Nokusobulamu obulamu obubonyabonyezebwa. Kale omusana gwo ne gulyoka guviirayo mu kizikiza. N'ekifu kyo kiribanga ettuntu.
And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your darkness be as the noonday. Yes.
Olaba nti Katonda ajayo omusana ogw'okumanya.
You see that God brings a light of knowledge. Passing the word of God and its much.
Naguleta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Brings the full knowledge of God and his glory. Where there's been darkness, it begins revealing to you everything. What don't you understand there?
Everything
say, let me reveal to you my child. Commanded light shining in darkness. Light of knowledge. Be a special anointing on this life.
A scripture
they have never read it.
It's
light, they get it instantly where you've asked it. And
connect
scripture in this, they say it means this. And you move when you've approved it. You have a revelation. Let's read the next verse.
Isaiah 58:11.
And the Lord shall guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Yes. God shall guide you continually.
He sets
up a system you can communicate together.
It
builds you need a spiritual transport, and he guides you all your days. Passing through the Holy Spirit. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
It
to a God who never fails to be a food of the words.
And those
in the rivers of living waters, the Holy Spirit, all those who reach you, they are renewed. That is called the priesthood.
Move
to the level of the teaching priest. Enters right from the church level.
Department,
the department of the church.
As
take you in its divisions. According to how you've entered the church. Your gifts, who has given you. Office of God the Father. They have these responsibilities.
Ministry ya Katonda Chigambo Manyingo Mwana
Yesu. God, the word we know as the Son Jesus. They have given the gifts and the callings.
These,
they are responsibilities.
Entered
the unity of the Holy Spirit. and gifts and the callings he gave you, you are responsible of this. Now you've entered in the priesthood. There is where we know now. These are one God taken departments. Of deacons and the bishops. That these ones
never
go to the third department of the judges, the Holy Church of God on the earth. That these ones have reached on the level going
department
of elders of the Church of God. They reveal secrets of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of the entire heavens. And these ones, department of the singles,
Postpone
the singing like this and that. They lead in the praise and worship in the spirit and truth. But these ones entered in the department of the teaching priests that we read and study now. These ones on department of teaching priests, they are going to work in the seventh department of the holy angels on the earth. Seven groups of angels, seven teaching priests.
That
those from there, they can work in the eighth department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Seven teaching priests. Yet you entered from the level of entering church, Holy Church of God on the earth. You enter by believing Jesus is Lord and you confess salvation. You enter right from there.
A
point you entered, maybe you ended where you entered on the door. When you entered that priesthood, you ended on the door. Praise Jesus much.
So,
but we have understood God, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9 to 11.
That in the
system of the priesthood God builds in you, He wants to guide you all your days. And in the Old Testament, priests had these transports. Yes. They put them there physically. And they put their stone in Urim. That stone of Urim and Thummim, the stone of Urim, what moves audio voices from radio stations to reaching your radio wherever you are. Yes. They put it where there is a radio station and they put them in the mast, even in the radials you have. And
it
come moving those voices. And it has what they come as frequency. Uganda is called what?
Frequency.
They have to be alike.
Radio
not to go into another. What they put on radio station, on the mast, onto your radio. The radio you have has that stone of the Urim also to receive all the radios. Yes. Now the science has come in.
Okay.
Now we start like this. We want to see the way God builds the Urim and the Thummim.
The way
God builds in you the spiritual transport of the Urim and the Thummim. These are of the priesthoods. You must have levels of knowledge you've reached into in the Lord. Praise Jesus much. This transport has been built in you that you can understand the and well. Praise Jesus much. The Urim
entambula ey'omwoyo
is a spiritual transport
eriddoboozi lya Katonda okuva mu ggulu
which brings the voice of God from heaven
erikinnoomu
onto an individual person
oba abangi
or the multitudes of people
Urim entambula ey'omwoyo
it's the spiritual transport
eriddoboozi lya Katonda okuva mu ggulu
which brings the voice of God from heaven
erigwe
kinnoomu you as an individual
oba eri abangi abakuliranye
onto the multitudes of people who are around you yes
wade gokuba wajirina
there has to be one who has it
weba nga Katonda wakugera eri abangi
if God is to speak to the many yes
aha
yes
ni dubuzi nilijanga li abangi
and the voice cometh and it's for the many or for one person
bweri janga li omu
if it comes for one person
ndiye no letula mu Samuel
it is this we see in Samuel
Samuel ekisoka
First Samuel
aliyogera naye
it speaks with him
manyono yabera nnyo mukuberawo kwa mukama
this was most a lot in the presence of God
mukama namuzimba mu system natukanga ayogera naye
God built in him a system in which to speak with him
agenda mu wakabona Eli
as he rather went to the priest Eli
muramuzo
that judge
namugamba mpita
he said you're calling me
kumbe mukama
yet God
is you
know you not yet discovered
katonda ine omulimu gwako
zimu that God has a work is done in him
arisome tulabe kuba kunyolisoka
read we see from the verse 1
Samuel ekisoka esule yokusato nolunyiriro lusoka
First Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1
awo mwana Samuel naweerezanga mukama mumaso ga Eli nekigambo kya mukama kyali kya muwendo mungi munaku ezo tewabangawo kuwulisibwa kwa lwatu
and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no open vision. Yes. Samuel gave up himself, entered the priesthood.
And
he was in the presence of the Lord. In those days, the word of the Lord to hear it, which is explained well, which is sweet, which brings understanding,
and it
was very rare.
Kubanga twali okulisibwa kwa
lwa. There are no open visions.
Gabibera bidishiru.
And they are sealed.
Abiyogerwa tebitegereka.
Spoken with their seals.
Kama na hata niko kwetegekera kabona we.
God began to prepare his priest.
Wageno kuogereshikanya naye.
He is going to be speaking with.
Wageno kunyonyole chigambo.
He is going to explain to his word.
Achinyonyole Israel.
Explains it to Israel.
Arisomoro okubiyitulira.
Let's read verse 2 we hear.
Samuel ekisoka esule yokusato nolunyiriri olwokubiri.
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 2.
Awolwatuka mu birebyo eri ngagalamidde mu kifoche namasoge gali gatunudde okuyimbala natayinza kulaba
and it came to pass that at that time when Eli was lying down in his place and his eyes had begun to grow dim that he could not see
olinyolo kusatu
verse 3
netabaza ya Katonda ngatenna zikira Ne Samuel ngagalamidde okwebaka mu yekalu ya Mukama omwali sanduko ya Katonda
And before the lamb of God went out into the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was and Samuel was lying down to sleep
Olinyolo kuna
Verse 4
Awo Mukama nayita Samuel nayogera nti nze nzuno
That the Lord called Samuel and he answered Here am I
Olinyolo kutano
Verse 5
Naduka nambiro najeri Eli nayogera nti nze nzuno kubango mpise nayogera nti sikuyise galamira nate nagenda nagalamira
and he ran unto Eli and said here am I for you called me and he said I called you not lie down again and he went and lay down yes
mukama yamuitanga akoisa yulim
the lord called him using the urim
kubanga ali amazuzimba system ye moyo moyo
really built the same system in him
ina itabamu
and then assets
nagende eliani
you ran to Eli
namugama nzishina kuitana ko
I've not called you
ni dobozi likuishe silim
voice which is called you
is it uri de bari uri de
ka she was had it
dayo webake
go back and sleep
aha nadamu
and he again repeated it
Samuel ekisoka esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olomukaga
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 6
mukama namuita nate olwokubiri nti Samuel Samuel nagolokoka nagende eli Nayogera nti nze nzuno kubango mpise naddamu nti sikuyise mwana wange galamira nate
And the Lord called yet again Samuel and Samuel rose and went to Eli and said Here am I For you did call me, and he answered, I called you not. My son, lie down. Verse 7.
So n'ekigambo kya Mukama kyali tekinnamubikkulirwa.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Yes.
He had
not yet known that the Lord is one speaking with me.
N'ekigambo kya Katonda nga tategeera nti kigambo yayogera nange.
The word of the Lord had not yet revealed that he speaks with him.
God
had begun to activate spiritual transports through which he will pass to speak with him. Because he had sanctified himself, committed himself to the Lord. Praise Jesus much. Let's hear the next verse.
Samuel ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
1 Samuel 3:8.
Mukama n'ayita Samweri nate omulundi ogwokusatu. N'agolokoka n'agenda eri Eri n'ayogera nti nze nzuuno kubanga ompise. Awo Eri n'ategeera nga Mukama yayise omwana.
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for you did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Yes.
Eli
perceived the third time. God is calling this child. There are many times
we
start to commit ourselves to the Lord. As we live sins, God began to want to build in us the system of the priest. And he speaks with us. And he starts it. Now, when he starts, do not know the work he has begun in you. You begin to go sin, corrupt yourself. And that entire network, you corrupt it.
Over.
Oh,
Basitani,
the devils,
they
hack in it and they begin to speak with you to keep it very clear, not to hear many other voices in the world. You must be holy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Satan has no way draws to the holy ones. Even to speak with them, it hardens his life for a reason. They discern everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
the Spirit discerns all. Satan fears to attempt to deceive you.
See,
when I tell him this, he will tell me
that.
Understand it like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the Urim is the spiritual transport.
It
brings the voice of God unto you as an individual, as you heard in the 1 Samuel 3. Oh, unto the many, for your sake, who has the Urim. Now these people, if they come back, we shall reach a time, even some voice we call them. God speak with these people.
When you
hear a voice out loud in the space. The world where it is, it needs priests who are like that. Our Lord Jesus, when he came doing revival, when he corrected faults we had done in the old covenant, he reached out to the Father, glorify your name.
And
the voice came from the sky. It spoke with them.
When
that is angel thundered, who has been that? God, what he said in the John chapter 12, verse 28. John chapter 12:28. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Verse 29. The people therefore that stood by heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Verse 30. Jesus answered, said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Yes. You know, when we read John chapter 12, verse 28 to 31, his father glorified your name. Answered him from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it. Now those present there, and they said, it has been thunder. Thunder, can it speak like that? No. Perhaps angel spoke with him. They had never seen it. Now see, in these days of revival, in restoration of all things, the seasons of the Lord Jesus were, can come order falls. We committed the Old Testament, written the New Testament.
That's
the Urim of God. And God is in him. When he's in the world, he told us. The other day, we'll understand that my father is in me. I am in him. He reached, he told us. I said they are not mine. They are of one who sent me. Now time has come. God wants to prepare priests. Speaking with them. Individually in your heart and your mind, you hear him.
And
if you want, speak to a congregation, he speaks. That's the priest, they say. He manifests the fullness of God, manifests the presence of God, even the works of his hands. No more just manifest miracles. If you want God to speak with the world, he speaks. Those have been long we saw them. We've never seen them. Praise Jesus
Christ.
The good thing we are now in the final work.
We
will be prepared for that work. We are to see all that God spoke in his prophets.
We
were there from the beginning. Acts of apostles and the prophets. All they are going to be restored back. Praise Jesus much. Now the transport of the Thummim.
Video call.
It's a video call. God speaking with you. You see him in heaven where he is. And he too he sees you on the earth where you are. The priests. They were very precious. It is surprising. Priesthood of the old covenant. It was very expensive. But it is so sad. That of the new covenant. It was meant to be of much precious value. More than of the old. But see how we look up here. Look at the priests. The servants of God.
Who
cannot even demonstrate God in the world. It is very sad. Speak with your brethren, tell them, but the priests. I want us to read the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. As we go get explained concerning the Thummim.
2
Corinthians chapter
3.
Verse 7.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7.
Naye obanga okuweereza okw'okufa okwali mu nnukuta nti okwasalibwa ku mayinja kwajjira mu kitiibwa abaana ba Isirayiri n'okuyinza ne batayinza kwekaliriza maaso ga Musa olw'ekitiibwa ky'amaaso ge ekyali kigenda okuggwaawo.
But if the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away?
Okuweereza okw'omwoyo tekulisinga kuba na kitiibwa.
Shall not the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious? Yes.
You see, kwali na kuba kwa kitiibwa
nnyo. It must be more glorious. If you see priesthood of the New Testament, with that we say that we have moved in it. Indeed, it's no way you near reach with that of the Old Covenant according how we have moved. In our priesthood of the New Testament, it's not manifested the glory.
Just
filled every day, all alone to manifest fullness of God, praises of God, and the works of God in the midst of the world. We've reached now. Even walking a lame person, it is acted in a film, Nigerian film, a lame to walk. We've reached a point. We have failed access the holy power of God. And people reach to bring powers of darkness. That field of sacrificing. And it's not peaceful.
And
field of evils and pressing people. And you see the way church appears. Those in miniskirts. Those clothing. That exposes the breasts and the ankles.
Quick gamba. No, let me dang on your tines of bio. The
spirit cannot come out to speak.
Obokuba,
or even to beat these people. These priests. Priests, you enter the Holy of Holies. With various stubbornness. You will die there. This is the priesthood you familiarize.
In Acts 5,
it had begun to get interesting. Yes.
Ananias
and Sapphira. They smote them.
You've
not familiarized humans. You've familiarized the Spirit of God. But it's no more there. The priesthood. And you wish to act all that stubbornness as you stand on the pulpits, climb up there.
But this
time in revival, wait a little time. I'm not sure you will dare climb up on the pulpits of God again in the way like that. Let him move the spirit of truth in the mighty, mighty move. But that we are in the priesthood. You see the choristers, how they appear. And they look like demons in the deserts.
You know,
demons in the deserts, how they look like? Spoke of them in Jeremiah, he said. They cut their eyelashes, they point them upwards there. And they are like demons in the deserts. And they come with nails pointed. And you see priests who are females. That's why in the Old Testament they never included female priests. But we thank Jesus. He put there a special grace. Even women will come to the priesthood. You would have fought even so much. Old Testament not given a chance to enter into the priesthood. Women? To enter in a priest, how? And were they daughters of the priests?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we have told you, that the Thummim
is
a video call of God.
He speaks
with you. You see him while on the earth. He too sees you while in heaven. Yes. You see each other. As he sent a hand. And it wrote to the king Belshazzar. the hand is writing on the wall.
Yet,
from heaven. Writes to him. Yes. And he saw what had been written. According to Daniel chapter
5.
Start from verse
24.
Daniel chapter 5, verse 24.
Ekitundu ky'omukono ne kiryoka kitumibwa okuva mu maaso ge n'ebiwandiikiddwa ebyo ne biwandiikibwa.
Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. Verse 25.
Era ebiwandiikiddwa bye bino. Nti era ebiwandiikiddwa bye bino nti Mene, Tekelo, Ufasini.
And this is the writing that was written. Mene, Tekel, Ufasini.
Verse 26.
This is the interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Yes.
He
sent him a hand through the thummim.
A video call.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
That is
a song called the
Thummim.
What moves images in your televisions? From the television station, passing through the mist,
to
reaching your television station, your television set, they move the images. Yes. That is out in science. But because God is the great in counsel, the excellent scientists, all they make them getting them from his. That's why before priests they attached on them those stones. They had the meaning they meant. See how we enter the priesthood and we do not know them. You speak with your brethren, tell them, my God. Very sad. Priests moving on to minister, how do they do it?
Them
to error and they began to tell us what they want. Because they don't communicate with the Creator. They don't know even how they do it.
They
knew you go there and begin to speak. Lord, I want you to speak with me. You're joking. You think the phone of the president of the nation, you just get it.
How
may the president of the heavens and earth? We are in Uganda.
In Africa.
Who was the phone number of President Museveni? Except his servants close to him. You think the President of Heavens and Earth, the God of the Spirit, God the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Father who bases above all the heavens, you just get his communication line with him?
Hallelujah.
Are we the servants of God? Fear not, you are a servant. You draw close in the holy.
It's
record upon water through the word you hear.
Oh,
we are clean for the word we've heard.
You've
finished out the evil spirits. We have enjoyed the priesthood so much.
For
now, there's nothing you'll ask me there. As you're still asking, now they're updating me. Answer like this and like this. As it's written here and there. You first correct their question.
Ha, Even
the level I'm still working with him is still low level now. He doesn't need the higher level at this point we are on.
Except
when we move the level, we move higher. And before you ask, I'll tell you. You stand up. Your question has been like this. Let me answer it. Now these days he answers you. One who answers the ask you. He speaks from here. He answers you. You know, our Lord Jesus had shown us this priesthood. Bible says, when he knew how they thought.
He
told them, you two, you are going.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
serving God.
It's
not that kind of life you see out in the world.
Not
to those who say they serve the living God. Not.
It's
something very precious of high value. And it's not free.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read in Ezra chapter 2, verse 63, he says like this.
Ezra chapter 2, verse
63.
Ezra esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olwenkaga mwisatu.
Ezra chapter 2 verse 63.
Governor nabagamba balemengo okulya ku bintu ebitukuvu nnyo okutuusa lwe walibaawo kabona alina yulimu ne sumimu.
And the governor said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and with the Sumim. Yes.
Omanyi yuri mweyo.
You know that Urim.
Ujidamu no twale dobozi directly.
You take the voice direct if you want with the Holy Spirit. You know the Holy Spirit spreads everywhere. In heavens and earth.
Or you
want to take with God the word in the third heaven. Or you want it above the heavens. Unto the Father.
It's
the transport, join them immediately. It's the transport and the communication. Which is immediate. It's to ask.
Again,
you can say, I want us to communicate as we see each other. We pass through
something. We
base, above the heavens, I see you. It's been long. I saw you, oh Lord Father. Priesthood is interesting at that point. There you are sure you are an ambassador of heavens.
Wanji,
are we there?
Kubuza,
asking.
Bano baze kubuza na we
ndotoka give me time and inquire from the Lord.
Ni waliwo katona lwagamba.
The point God says,
mbuzi sibuzi bwakona katona tebambuza abakadda.
Not inquire from me those elders.
Waliwo be yagoba nga
baze. Those he chest.
Yes, temuja kumbuza.
You will not inquire from me.
Kubanga yali tebaina system.
They did not have a system allow them to ask from the Lord. People are in the world, even in the church which is, and they must inquire from the Lord. Lord! Till they go to one God has set up to inquire through him.
This
is Jeremiah.
Yes. Okay, katusome.
Yeremia esule yana mwebiri nolu nyiri olusoka.
Jeremiah chapter 42 from verse 1.
Awabami bonna abebitongole ne Yokanani mutabani wa Kaleya ne Yazania mutabani wa Kosaya n'abantu bonna okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu.
Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, the son of Kaliah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hosea, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest, came near.
Verse 2. Otusabire eri Mukama Katondawo ng'osabira ekitundu kino kyonna ekifisseewo kubanga tusigaddewo batono ffekka abaabanga abangi ng'amaaso go bwe gaatulaba.
And said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto the Lord your God, even for all these remnants, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do behold us. Verse 3. That the Lord your God may show us the way in which we may go, we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Yes. They reached, they had not way to inquire from God. Had to go to one who has the Urim and the Thummim. No, the prophet Jeremiah never entered the level of being prophets just. But entered in the priesthood which was there then. And God had built in them systems of spiritual transport. And they can communicate, speak with him. So some of the initials
is
to have in you the Urim of God and the Thummim. As he moved to speak in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 65, as he says this,
Nehemiah chapter 7,
verse
65. Governor Nagamba, balemo kulia kubintu ebitukuvu ennyo, okutuusa kabona lwali yimirira, alina yulimo nesumimo.
And the governor said unto them, that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with Urim and Thummim. Yes. That he can consult using the Urim or the Thummim. That's why in the era of the prophet Samuel,
I told you
in 1 Samuel chapter 3, he used the Urim. God used the Urim to speak with him. That's why in the 1 Samuel chapter 38, verse 6, quiet God refused to answer them neither in the Urim. Let us read with here.
Samuel Echisoka, Esura Eyabiri Momunana, Norinyiri Oromukaga.
1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6.
Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto.
And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Yes. God never answered him neither in Urim. Urim will speak of the voice, audio, the voice of God. Cometh from heaven, speak with you.
Family,
we say it's attached to a video call. And you see him in the heavens where he is. And he too sees you on the earth where you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So nayenga,
so but that now it is done by the Holy Spirit to build in you that Urim. It's no more like in the Old Testament that you had that stone physically. According that is say Exodus 28, verse 29 to
30.
And he says this. Exodus chapter 28 from verse
29.
And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the blessed plate of judgment upon his heart when he goes in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. Verse 30.
Era binabanga ku mutima gwa Aaron bwanayingiranga mu maaso ga Mukama Naroni anasitulilanga omusango gw'abaana ba Isirayiri ku mutima gwe mu maaso ga Mukama ennaku zonna.
And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Yes.
Yalino kubanga mune yuri mweyo.
He had to have that Urim.
Na ye mukumira mukubera okwa Mukama.
Keeps him in the presence of the Lord.
Aina mu yuri munesami.
Had the Urim and the Thummim.
Kulifena.
Are we together?
Era yakozesibwanga.
And it was used.
Okwebuza ku Mukama kubulichobero ya gadu
kubanya. To consult from the Lord on everything you want to know about.
Okwesa yuri munesami.
You use the Urim and the Thummim. According that it tells us in the book of Numbers. Numbers 27.
21-23.
Numbers chapter 27 from verse 21.
Era masoga Eliyazari kabona. Anamubulizanga olw'omusango gwa Urimu. Ti mu maaso ga Mukama. Banafulumanga lwa kigambo kye. Era banayingiranga lwa kigambo kye.
And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel, with him even all the congregation. Verse 22.
Musa nakolanga Mukama bwe yamulagira. Natwala Yoshua namuyimiriza masoga Eliyazari kabona ne mu masoga ekibiina kyonna.
And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. Verse 23.
Namuteekako emikono namukuutira nga Mukama bwe yayogera n'omukono gwa Musa.
And he laid his hands upon him and gave him charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Yes.
Urim yakozesebwanga.
The Urim was used.
Ekukumira mukubera okwa Mukama.
It keeps the presence of the Lord.
Erango osobola okugibuuliza.
And you can consult through it.
Oba Katonda okwogerezeganya mu nawe.
Oh God to speak with you.
Zezo no entambula ezimu ku z'omwoyo.
Those are some of the spiritual transports.
Zizimbibwa muntu okuba
which are built in a person where they enter the priesthood. Enter the church of the living God. That of salvation. You start to be prepared as a priest.
You
have to be diligent to hearken with the voice of the Lord your God. To keep his commandments rather than the judgments. Have you understood me well?
I
don't want to move you in the salvation of darkness. And you don't know what you are into. Yes. Out there you are just fellowshipping. Yes.
But
now you have to enter as soon as you enter Church of Salvation.
You
enter into the priesthood of God. To communicate with God and to serve with Him. I want to explain briefly on the transport of the trans. Yes. It is built in your eyes much. Yes.
Going
to explain the trans and the vision. It is mostly built on the eyes. Yes. Someone is wondering.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We want to get explain these other two transports. The trans or transfiguration. Even the vision. They are built most on your physical and spiritual eyes. Sure. I'll show you how they build them. The other way, so they built in the hearts. Urim and the Thummim, mostly the hearts. Did you hear that in the hearts? Urim and the Thummim, mostly based in the hearts. Inside your heart and your inner man. Then the trans or transfiguration. Even the visions. They are built on the eyes of your inner man. Even the physical eyes. Must be able to see much. Yes. Now we are going to begin with this trance or transfiguration. The trance or transfiguration. Yes. These has two aspects within it.
The
trance or the transfiguration. The trance. Heavens open. It brings things in heavens on earth. And you see them on earth. The rest, they may not see them. But the network is only on you. And the transfiguration. You can be gotten from this body as your spirit. And it is taken to see. Have you heard me well? We say the trance. It's what brings things of heaven. And you see them. You as an individual. If God is pleased, even others. But most of you, for that transport is built in you. And the transfiguration, your spirit can check out of the body. And it goes according to what God wants to show you and to teach you as His word is. And you're brought back in the body. Now in Acts chapter 10, starting from verse 9, he says like this. Acts chapter 10, verses 9.
Bwe balinga batambula abo, nga banaatera okutuuka ku kibuga, Petero n'alinnya ku nju waggulu okusaba nga mu ssaawa ey'omukaaga.
On the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Verse
10.
And he became very angry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Yes. His spirit fell in a trance. This trance, it brought him things of heaven. Let's see the next verse. Acts chapter 10, verses 11. And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet, held at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Verse
12.
In which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, fowls of the air. Verse
13.
And the voice came to him, said, and there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Verse
14.
But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Verse
15.
And the voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not common. Verse 16.
Amanguago, echibia, nechituwaliwa mkuru.
This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, okuchusibu okusoka.
So the trance.
Osobola kulite byo mkuru.
You can bring copies of things in heaven. And you see them on this earth. And they are taken back. Because in the Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to 15, that is so a living creature. One of the four living creatures. Spoken of in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3, to enter verse 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
For he say he saw a sheet come down held on the four corners. But when you look at a living creature, every living creature has four heads. Inside it, there are spirits of different creations. And they are brought on this earth in different seasons. And they are given bodies. They brought him one of the four living creatures from the second heaven. But they brought them, he saw them on this earth. Now, why the priesthood is interesting? And you
are
built in these spiritual transports. To say, you reach and you want to see the Salafs. But I want to pass through the trance, the first trance. They trance. You go in a trance. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you go in a trance. God brings copy of the things you are on earth. As you see. Now the transfiguration. Transfiguration. Yourself, you are
transfigured,
you unclothed the body. The Holy Spirit takes you in any place God wants you to see, whether on earth and the entire heavens, whether above the heavens. As you see, our Lord Jesus was transfigured. According to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 3, let us read we hear. Matthew chapter 17, verses
1.
And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart. Verse
2.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his clothes were white as the light. Verse 3.
Lava, Musa, eri, nti, lava, Musa, neria, nebabalabikira,
and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Verse
4.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Lord Jesus, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So
this transfiguration, it transfigures you. And you unclothe this body. When they say you are transfigured, this body you are going to check out of it, your spirit will go outside of it. Or to remain there. As we saw the trance. So the transfiguration, most of those who go out of the body and they come back, it's where they pass through. It's a spiritual transport. Praise Jesus, man. It doesn't need that someone died to go to see God. Or someone died and they went in heaven. There's no death involved. just you transfigured. The Holy Spirit flows as rivers of living water in you, and you are clothed the body you check out of it. And it takes you in a place God has wants. He brings you back. Then the vision. The vision. Your spirit is divided. Or the eye of your spirit. Or the ear of your spirit. And they are taken to see in a certain place. The vision. Your spirit is divided. Or the eye of your spirit to be taken to see, or the ear of your spirit to be taken to hear. What happens in this part? If you go in the vision as an entire spirit, most people see you are there and you are breathing, but your spirit has been divided into two.
Sometime,
you are there, and your eyes go, they see. Yet here you are present here.
The
ears will go hear things in America. And you hear, you say, I hear.
Oh no, Biden.
This Biden. Plan things not right. They speak this. Let's go speak it on a television.
Biden,
don't dare do things you planned in the night in your cabinet. The priesthood now has become wild at that point. Yes. Prophet Elisha is removed by that. As they tapped the secrets of the enemies. But as God had spoken in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 12, and he says this. Let's read verse 6.
Okubala esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Numbers chapter 12 verse 6.
Nayogera nti muwulire nno ebigambo byange. Obanga munaabanga mummwe nabbi. Nze Mukama neetegeezanga gyali mukuulisibwa. Nayogeranga naye mu kirooto.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Yes.
Katonda akose ntambule
izo. God used these transports.
Ukulisibu kweyoleka.
The vision to show himself to you.
Nechiroto kuogera nawe.
Even the dream to speak with you.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nkugambi.
But I've told you.
Nti muntambule eyo kulisibu.
That in the transport of the vision.
Umoyo kugabanyizibwa mu emirundi
ebiri. Your spirit is divided into two.
Obeeranga wano woli.
And you appear when you are here. And in another place you are there, moving there, walking there, or your spiritual eyes, and they are out else, they are watching things, or your spiritual ear, and they hear things from elsewhere, in Russia, and Putin is planning his wars. But I told you that the transfiguration and the vision, they are near to each other because they are built on your spirit, even on your ears and the eyes physically. Sure. They are so near. According to Acts chapter 11, verses 5.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esura ey'11 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Acts chapter 11 verses 5.
Nze nali mu kibuga Yopa nga nsaba. Omwoyo gwange negukyusibwa. Nendaba mukolesebwa ekibya nga kikkanga essuuka ennene nga kikwatiddwa ku birenge bina okusibwa nga kiva mu ggulu ne kinjigira.
I was in the city of Joppa playing. In a trance, I saw a vision. A certain vessel descending, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, And it came down even to me. Yes. He was in a trance.
Yet
they are near to the vision. Yes. They put them in the spirit. And the first of the Urim. For Urim and Thummim. They mostly planted in the heart. On your inner man. In the heart. And then heads to the ears and the eyes. Now this one is best most. In the inner man.
It
come on the eye and the ears. Yes. They are near the vision and the transfiguration.
So, but
now when we look to the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse
4,
he says like this.
Numbers 24,
verses 4.
Ayogera oyo awulira ebigambo bya Katonda. Alaba okukyusibwa kw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nti ng'agwa ng'okukyusibwa ng'agwa. N'okukyusibwa ng'amaaso n'amaaso ge nga gatunula.
He has said, who heard the words of God, who saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. Yes.
Esimba nnyo. And muso.
Say like this. Priests, are we there?
Okoye.
Are you tired? I said the trance of 2 times. Even the vision. They are built most on your spirit. Your eyes and your ears. Yes. In Numbers, it's what it tells you. Let us repeat it. Numbers chapter 24, verses 4.
N'ayogera oyo awulira ebigambo bya Katonda. Alaba okukyusibwa kw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nti alaba okwolesebwa kw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Ng'agwa n'okukyusibwa n'amaaso ge nga gatunula.
He has said, who heard the words of God, who saw the vision of the Almighty, fallen into a trance, but having his eyes open. Yes.
Maso gai. Inokubanga yekugula amaaso n'olaba ebintu.
What opens your eyes to see things?
The prophet
Elijah told the Lord,
open
Gehazi's eyes,
that is see the
army which surround us. He told God that created him a trance of 2 times,
trust,
even the vision, he sees things around us, that in the spiritual world. Those are the priests.
But
had many great things of God.
Wow.
It means the spirit came down. And the spirit is moving. When he came down in Acts 2. Verse 3 downwards.
And
other speaking in another language. The wonders of God. They never spoken when he's in his presence. Yes.
If you hire the
great wonders of God, the Spirit came down in His presence.
You
read Acts chapter 2, verse 3 downwards. When He came down, people from all nations of the world, they heard the Jews speak the wonders of God. The priesthood, are you entering there? Now I want to reach a time.
I
go to build you the Urim, build you the Thummim. Where we go to the world, we need much to be very near to God. And they say, what this nation which has a God nearer to them.
Abikura
opens your eyes and you see.
abazimbyeko okukyusibwa okwamanguekiba kyeta kwambula mubiri ng'ogwambula mangu
awo
bakusiba mukomera mukama kanfulumemu
njagala
gendera
mukukyusomubiri
nga
gubeerebalowooza
basibye obanomwa nzigulirawo
naye
oba oyagala kubeerayo ko
mukomeraomubiri
gubeereyo
gosokulekayo
nofulumanokyusibwa
nova
notambula nobakyalirako
muofiisinobayitako and you pass them and you move around
nenjiri esinga tugenda gibuulira mu nkola
gospel we are going to preach in that way.
Yingira mayumba ga
bakulembeze. We are going to enter houses of the presidents in the visions, in the trance.
Omubulira mu kiroto.
You preach to him in a dream.
Hey, bintu bigena chuka.
Things are going to change.
Embulire ya mulundi guno.
The preaching of
ya moyo na mobili.
It's going to be spiritually and physically.
Amen.
That's why I want to enter the extreme priesthood, which is good, of the New Testament. It will be so glorious. These
with
pride we shall preach them in the spiritual world.
Or
we send them angels of hell to beat them for us. I want to be present, see how they beat them very well.
They
claim to close borders. I laugh at them.
They
have not yet known who is God. They think they are the demons they worship many days.
But
a long time the true God not appeared, but this time you will hear him. When he really is boiled up.
He prepares
for priests here.
We
go to live here. My God. And he said, go tomorrow.
We are
going to Los Angeles, preach there.
But
tonight, I want to spend the night there. As we move in their dreams. Even in their visions.
Kyebayita okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna siguba muzannyo.
They call it worldwide, call it not a joke.
Ate yantuma teyantuma mu muzannyo
nawe.
Ate bwe ŋŋamba nti kulemamu okuyitibwa kw'ensi
yonnasikwewaana. It's not to show off.
Naye obumanyi bwennyini obwo bwa Katonda.
Knowledge of God. Yes.
Yes.
Now your eyes.
Your
inner man, keep him clean.
Keep your heart system
builds following thoughts. Your ears should not keep hearing voices. Your eyes have no more keep looking around. Things not right.
For it
builds the system and then it first checks you. Your ears. Your mouth, which is to speak things,
and
said you speak with the world, he makes you his mouthpiece.
You have to
keep not speak things not right. I want to prepare you on the real standards. Train me that is extreme.
Amen.
Yes. Priesthood is very interesting.
Wow.
Let's read verse
16.
Numbers chapter 24, verse 16.
Oyayogera, awulira ebigambo bya Katonda.
Numbers chapter 24 from verse 15.
Nagera olugero lwe nayogera nti Balamu mutabani wa Byoli ayogera era omusajja eyazibwa amaaso ayogera.
And he took up his oracle and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, And the man whose eyes are open has said, yes.
God,
open your spiritual eyes. You see.
Wagambi yaziba. Inakuba yezibula amaso.
Whose eyes are open. Yes. That's why I said those transports. They concentrate on your eyes, your spiritual and the physical eyes. Your physical spiritual ear. Even your inner man. They transfer all the times. Even the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okubala esule ya 2 mwenya no runyiriri ole 15
Numbers chapter 24 verse 15
Nagero lugero lwe nayogera anti Balamu mutabani wa Byoli ayogera era omusajja eyazibula amaaso ayogera
And he took up his oracle and said Balaam the son of Beor has said And the man whose eyes are open has said. Verse 16. He has said, who had the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, who saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance. But having his eyes open. Yes. He hears the words of God.
He knows
the knowledge of the Most High. He is taught knowledge. This man had made to fall. For to your gains of the world, never follow them. Yes.
This is
the vision of the Almighty fallen into a trance. His eyes were open.
Yes,
but Almighty, you keep your ears. Keep your eyes. Don't just keep everything you should not look at.
The
eyes are filled of immorality. The ears to hear things not right. You watch, guard your heart.
He
puts there a Urim. One brother who has seen it here. He got afraid. He saw God in the heart speaking.
Yes.
He got afraid. He wondered, what have I seen?
To
the priesthood which is sweet. I don't even explain it. I pass in the summary of them. Remember we list in standard strategies. But the transport of the dream. Still God divides your spirit. Two times. It concentrates on the spirit. And the things all spoken in it, they have seals upon them. And they need those to interpret them.
It
concentrates on the spirit, it's what is divided.
It
usually happens when you're sleeping. It runs at a high speed. The entire night you can spend it moving places. Me, I call it spend time. The day.
Here you're sleeping
in the, you are moving through the night. And reach is a level you are there, you understand very well. And you say, I've left the body in this place. I've gone here in the dream. And you find them there, you say, you, we are in a dream. And they look at you, they don't understand you. You perceive what you see, God has brought us here. Anytime when you reach that level, you reach when you check out, you know it. Now they are dividing me in the spirit. I am going a portion of me. The rest remains. See you sleeping here. You are elsewhere seeing everything. As he spoke in the Job
38,
Job chapter 20, verse 8, he says this. Job chapter 20, verses 8.
Anabukanga ngechiroto, sota wala bikenga. We wow. Anagoberuanga dalango kori sebo kwechiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea. He shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes.
Kamishide.
Fly swift. The dream runs. It's more speedily than the vision of the dream. And the trance. Because the other are near to each other. But that transport is most built on your spirits. And you reach on other abilities. And they know now I'm in the dream. I'm in the vision. Those who shall get explained in the priesthoods.
For
now we try to listing them. Praise Jesus much. Then the transport of the Azotels. That is built on your spirit and in your entire body.
It's
in your entire body system moving in it. It moves, the scriptures move within you, the entire of you. When you reach, you can be lifted with everything you have here and off. You're taken in another city. And you are brought back as you have been. You move through it, appear in different places. Yet it's built on your entire spirit. Even your entire body system. It is what wraps up all of them. Moves in the form of the rainbow. Finish the seven spirits of God.
It will come
wrapping up itself.
And
connects with that in your body. But the spirit spreads everywhere. You pass through here, reach another place. Let's read Acts chapter 8.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi ana.
Acts chapter 8 verse 40.
Naye Filipo yalabikiramu Azoto.
But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Yes. Swift. He was taken quickly by the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the verse above. Acts chapter 8, verse 39.
And
when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on in his way rejoicing. Yes. You know, you come from immersion of, as you bring the head.
Hey.
My God, where has he gone?
Swift
away. Passing through Azotus, different places. That is building your body.
First
Corinthians chapter 6.
You honor
God, your body and your spirit, because they are of God. I want much
watch
by your
body,
very precious, a precious vessel. Your spirit,
you
don't need to exchange with the riches of the world. God is going to work and build in us an amazing priesthood. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for being patient. Calm down, be prepared by God. Thank you for hearing and believing, putting in action, spread to others.
You'll
come back to see our priesthood of teaching priests, who's given a special work to fill the world with knowledge.
Amen.
Knowledge of God and His glory. The promise of many years has to be fulfilled in our priesthoods. God bless you. Thank you for coming.